Preston and Steve Fun Size.
I want to hear a family secret. That's what I want to hear.
Oh, yes.
Kathy has been holding some information about her family to wait until a couple of things happened.
Sort of make sure everyone was okay with it.
Yeah, yeah. So you've heard us joke about Kathy's family in the past, and as far as there being some fringe family members out there that may not have even knew that they were family members until recently.
You know her family. One lives in a box. Another one drove a kid around in a trunk. Her dad banged Janis Joplin. One thought there was a paperclip. Yeah.
No, we thought he was a paperclip after he passed away. Right. Yeah, he is, by the way. I see him all the time.
So, what's the latest? Did somebody get, like, did this come from your
23andMe?
So, it did come from 23andMe Ancestry. It wasn't years ago when somebody came in and was like, hey, be careful, watch what you're doing. That was not what it was.
Okay, but that was a genealogy test that we did a while back. And that was, somebody told Kathy,
be careful.
Yeah, there's some people out there that may have a secret or something like that.
It was sort of a couched warning. And this can go this way. Most people, though, find it fascinating to find out their ancestry or whatever you choose to do and to get an idea about their family. I would love to do it actually myself. I know some stuff, but the of course, on the flip side of the coin is sometimes you may find out things you didn't want to know.
Well, that's the thing. And, you know, we had a lengthy discussion about these DNA tests and how, you know, a lot of times it's not, there are family secrets that people, you know, would have taken to their grave had it not been for tests like this.
So, Kathy, there's a show on PBS and the guy does a good job. They go back through celebrities' ancestors and they go through all this stuff. And I remember one in particular. Ben Affleck was freaked out because he had slave owners in his family. And he actually asked him to take that out of the episode. And it was, you know, but they left it in, I guess, eventually. But, I mean, you know, he didn't have any sway over it. He didn't cause them to do that. But it was still something he found embarrassing. So these are things that you can come across.
Yeah, you can actually, you find out, you know, how much, like for me, how much Italian I have in me, how much Irish. And so this was not something that I found. These people found us. So I was on, I think I was on Ancestry. They were on 23andMe and they don't connect right now. So you'd have to take both in order to connect to people on them. So
they got in touch with you.
Yes, they did. So they took the test. And so the father in this whole situation, he looked at his, when he got his results back and he was like, Italian? He goes, I don't have any Italian in me. He had no idea. His daughters then start, you know, researching a little bit, and I then connect with them. And sure enough, it's my dad has another brother that we didn't know about. And this guy also had no idea that they shared the same father.
Your dad has a brother that he had no idea even existed.
Now, let me give you a quick backstory. Wow. So
they had a big house growing up.
No. Well, so let me just give you the backstory about my biological grandfather. So he didn't raise my dad. He left when my dad was very young. He had my dad and his sister. And he left. He was a race car driver. And he chose race car driving over staying home and being a dad.
So left the wife.
Yes.
And got a divorce or just disappeared?
To be honest with you, I don't know if they were ever married. No, I think they were married. Yes. So divorced. Okay. Yes. He chose this lifestyle. And this is nothing. I'm not defaming him or anything like that. There are many articles written about my grandfather. He was a professional race car driver. Whenever I mention him, people email me and say, oh, my God, I can't believe that's your grandfather.
Did you know him?
Can
you say his name?
His name's Ralph Liguori. And he like I said, articles and books written about him. And he talks about making that decision and leaving to go and pursue race car driving. Yes. When my dad was in his 20s, he reconnected with his dad. So I grew up knowing him.
Okay.
He didn't live in the area. He lived in Florida. So I didn't see him every single day, you know, things like that. But yes, we connected with him.
Right.
And so I did know him growing up. But that is the reason that my last name is not Liguori, is because my dad was adopted as a baby by my grandmother's new husband.
Okay.
Okay. So we have the Romano name, but bloodline, I'm Liguori.
Oh, okay.
So you're related to Bella Liguori.
No, that's Lugosi.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, actor. And no, she's not.
So he essentially, my grandfather, he traveled around the country racing cars, and And we
planting his seed all over the place.
So and this when this all came out, my dad kind of went, oh well, it's about time. There's definitely others out there that we don't know about,
right?
Like they
living in the fast lane.
Wow.
Yeah. So his half brother, who was raised by Ralph, they live in Florida. He flew up. My dad was here, obviously, and then this new brother that we connected with on the DNA testing, he came over with his family, and we got to meet everybody. We had a big family meeting, and this one, like we talked about, you know, a lot of times family secrets are being uncovered by these DNA tests. This was a nice meeting. Like everybody was open to it. Everybody was excited to meet these new people that we are biologically related to.
And your father had never met him before.
They didn't. So
didn't even know he existed.
So the story behind. Yes. Yeah, so nobody in the family knew it existed. Now, when they spoke to. So Ralph is still married. And when they spoke to her, the woman that he's married to, which he fathered, I think, four kids with her. Okay. She said, what's his name? The new brother. And they gave the name and she went, I'm not going to give their real names, but she went, oh yeah, Sally Jones, of course. Mm-hmm. So she knew about the affair. She didn't know there was a kid out of it, but she knew the last name and she went, oh yeah.
Did this guy know who his father was?
No. So he was raised. He's a middle child. Mm-hmm. He's got a brother above him and a sister below him. He was raised by the man he thought his entire life was his father.
Wow. That's wild.
Takes this test. They connect it all together. And so his mother used to go to the racetracks because his father, who raised him, was a mechanic on the race cars.
Oh, no. And she was banging a driver.
And she was banging.
Oh, okay. Oops. So did this guy think that he was the actual legit father?
So that they don't know. Both of his parents have passed away. Hmm. So they weren't able to talk to him about it. And my grandfather suffers from very severe dementia, so we can't really talk to him about it either.
Well, okay. Well, maybe a good thing that it's his parents passed, not knowing that he would ever find this out.
Right.
And, you know, not that that's such a tricky situation.
You could use 23 and dead. Which is that is a whole wealth of stuff to deal with. But so you set up a pleasant, like,
was it
like, would come up, and obviously you can't ask someone to travel that distance and not put them up. So you were, you know.
Well, so no. So the family lived in Allentown.
Oh, oh no kidding.
Yeah. Okay, wait, Allentown or Reading? Which one was it? I forget. I get both of them confused. But anyway.
Do they look alike?
So, yeah, of course. So and listen to how great my step-grandmother is. She actually sent a bunch of pictures and newspaper clippings of my grandfather up with my uncle, who came to visit from Florida, to show the new brother. And, yes, so we were comparing pictures. Yes, they very much look alike. At one point, now I wasn't there for this, but at one point they were compared. The three brothers were comparing chest hair.
And how did they stack up?
That's great.
So my dad looks, I think, the most like my grandfather, but you could definitely see the resemblance in, you know, looking at old photos of my grandfather when he was younger.
And DNA.
By the way, wait, the one thing that I found, and I have to show you guys this, I took a picture specifically to show you guys. I know exactly where I get the damn wrinkles on my forehead from. No, like when I tell you, like the exact same lines as my grandfather. I was like, oh, that son of a bitch. Not because he slept with all these women, but the wrinkles on my forehead.
Nick has pulled up a picture of him, and you can search him on YouTube and so forth. He was a good-looking dude.
He was
a stud.
Very good-looking. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yep, good-looking guy, professional race car driver, lines on his forehead.
That's
just
the
like
picture.
Kathy.
Look at the lines on my forehead. Yep.
Yeah. You have his nose, too, Kath.
Yep, I 100% you do. Have his nose.
You
yeah.
absolutely do.
Oh, my God, you have his eyebrows?
Wow. No, she doesn't.
No, yeah. She does. No. Listen.
And the penis.
Wait, another thing that we found, there is this like almost a calic in his eyebrow. I have it and my brother Christopher has it.
And by the way, Nick found one of his race worn helmets is up for sale for $3,000, by the way. So he had to have had a pretty strong name in the world of auto racing.
He actually he still holds the record just because the racetrack is no longer in existence. But the Langhorne racetrack, he held the record there when they demolished the racetrack. So he still has the record there. And he raced into his 70s. I think his last race that he did, he was in his 70s.
He had a 50 plus year career, Kath.
And you know what they say? So we were talking to my uncle who was raised by him, and he was telling us a few things about my grandfather, and that back then when they would time it, it was, you know, it wasn't digitally done, so it was somebody there with a timer,
and that
they think he could have progressed much more in the racing industry had it not been for that, because people didn't like him because of how,
so they would fudge.
Well, I said he was probably sleeping with the timer's wife.
Yeah. So how he was getting around with all the ladies.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Oh, and there's another. So there's a woman down in Florida who they think is also their sister, but she has no idea. So my uncles don't want to approach her and say anything, just because, you know, she's 58 years old, living her life, has absolutely no idea.
Yeah, you could severely uproot the fact that this worked out nicely, and they do work out nicely. You know, we had a case of my wife's oldest brother. Is now back in the family, and there's, I mean, decades where he was incommunicado completely, and I was thinking, oh, this is going to go south, but yet he came back in, and it's like he's part of the family and he loves it, and it's all good. And so it's a positive thing, but you always run a risk.
Yeah,
you know.
I'm glad you brought this up, because actually it's a friend of mine's birthday today, Mark Wassmer. He's a neighbor of mine, a good friend of mine, and he was telling me a while back, and he's adopted, and he was telling me a little while back about tracking down his birth mother. And he did this. He had just kind of thrown this information out there, and he was contacted. Have you ever heard of Adoption Angels before?
I have.
Uh-uh.
Yeah. And this organization works to, if you want to, put you in touch with your birth parents. Is
They're
that
not really an organization? These are people that just do this
really?
On their own.
Is it like a Facebook group or?
Yeah, yeah. They,
okay.
They can find you via that way, but these are people that do it for no money whatsoever. They don't have a home office. They don't have, they just, this is what they do, and they will even reach out to that person for you if you want to and make the first contact.
See, I like that.
I've never heard of Adoption Angels before. It's pretty cool.
I like that idea of being able to find out who your birth parents are, because you didn't choose to be born, right? Like, you know, these people chose to do whatever they did and create your life. And so they shouldn't, I don't think personally, have the final say on whether or not they get to meet you or not. And whether or not, you know, you uproot their lives, you know, 30, 40, 50 years later, it's like, you know, eventually it's going to catch up to you. Because I had heard of something similar a couple of years ago where somebody was trying to locate, they found out who the birth mother was, but couldn't find the birth father. And it was like, well, I don't know if we should do this, but it's like, well, the kid wants to know who his dad is. You know?
I think this is interesting, though. Kathy's grandfather is more like the song Papa Was a Rolling Stone.
Yeah, exactly.
If you think about
literally
it.
Literally rolling.
Dude was just going, just spraying his seed all over the country.
So you know this isn't over. I mean, if there's one, there's
kind
10,
of, right.
Especially in the occupation. One of the sexiest occupations is the race car driver, especially at that time.
Totally.
Well, in the documents that my step-grandmother had sent up, and we don't know exactly what it is. She's also, by the way, 90 years old, and she put all this together for us. There's a list, a handwritten list of women's names.
Oh my God.
I think she wrote down the names of the women.
Your dad. So, you know, we joke about, and I don't know what this, you know, but so he looks a lot like him.
Oh, him and my dad. Yes. My dad looks exactly like
attitude wise and everything, which, you know, would.
So that I no, I think
because
no.
He's more provincial.
From what I hear,
he's just banged Janis Joplin,
right?
Yeah.
But my dad wasn't married when he banged Janis Joplin.
There you go.
So.
Right.
It's pretty wild, man. The concept of going around and getting women pregnant.
Yeah,
I mean, not just sleeping around,
getting them pregnant.
Getting women pregnant all over the place is. It's, you know, you're talking about an earlier time, but that's just. Wow, that's a lot.
Well there's a series coming out. Well, it's a different thing. It's a guy who works in a sperm bank, but you know, and puts his own seed into the mix, so to speak. But the whole concept of the series is people finding siblings that they had no idea they had that were out there in the world.
Well, what I just find so amazing is that this guy's parents, the parents that raised him, I mean, they're both gone now. They both died. So they took this to the grave. They decided never to tell anyone. And because of this, it's now we all now know about it.
What gave him the he just was randomly figured, okay, I'll do this.
No, I think his daughter did
his daughter
it.
Did
I think
it.
His daughter just randomly, and that's what's happening. Innocent people who have no idea about anything, they're just taking it to
I'm just going to see where my family, who came over on the boat or whatever, and that's it. And then they find this.
And then you end up finding, and so she asked her dad to do it, and he did it. And when the results came back, he was only a half brother to his brother that he thought
was his full brother.
Was his full brother.
His flesh and blood brother. It's kind of, in some regards, it's kind of, listen, if you look, disregard the ugly side of this guy was knocking people up and then not, you know, staying and
taking responsibility.
Being a father or helping out or assisting or something like that. What is kind of neat is that these people are getting to connect right now. So like Steve said, it could go any way.
Right.
But it sounds like they've made a good connection. And this can actually be a great thing to happen later in your life. You know what I mean? All of a sudden you have these new group of people that you have this connection with. And you can hopefully get to learn about and know, and they become important to you.
Well, and he brought his daughters with him, and, I mean, they're my cousins.
Ripping their chest hairs out.
Yeah.
Not girls.
What are the daughters like?
Oh, they were great. That was the thing. Like,
do they all have single hairs going out of their back?
No, stop it. You know, we all gelled. We had a nice conversation. Like, they were, you know, people that we liked. And, you know, they're just as much my cousins as my actual cousins that I grew up knowing.
Sure. So how many new cousins did you just get?
So there's two daughters.
Yeah. Wow. What age?
They're like in their early 30s.
Okay.
Yeah. Wow. So just like you. Just like me.
Here, I have one of your relatives on the line, Kathy. This is Aaron, and it says they just met this weekend and have a mutual grandfather.
Yeah, Aaron was at my... Yes, this is Aaron.
Yeah. Aaron, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. All right, so... How are you related in this mess of man batter here?
So Kathy's my cousin, so our dads are brothers.
So her dad was the one that took the test and realized that he had a different biological father.
Aaron, do you live in the area?
I live in Reading, so not that far away.
All right. Yeah. Were you familiar with Kathy or our radio show, or is this all new to you?
It was all new to me.
Okay.
I actually, once I found out, I started listening to you guys because I was like, oh, I wonder what she sounds like.
What do you think about all this?
I actually think it's pretty cool. I feel like we always, I don't know, my Nana was always a little weird. But no, it's pretty cool that everybody's so open about like meeting each other and, you know, it felt like instant family the second I walked in.
That's a wonderful thing, as Preston said, to have that happen. Again, it can go south or sour, but I mean, in this case, everything, all the indicators, at least initially, were that this could be something really nice. And I think, Preston, besides the forget the 5-day challenge, just listen on the off chance that you're related to Kathy.
Well, you know, so I had mentioned that we weren't all that surprised that my grandfather had another child out there, but Erin said that her family members were like, well, we're not really surprised either the way your grandmother was.
So, Erin,
so they're both a couple of hoes. Wow.
So in this case, when you first heard the news, was it just a massive shock, or did it seem like, okay, yeah, as what Kathy was saying?
Well, it was a shock, but then we kind of asked our cousins on our other side, and they're like, yeah, we heard that, you know, Nana was with some race car driver back in the day. I was like, what? I was like, why does everybody know this but us? Apparently everybody else knew but us. And it honestly wasn't that much of a shock, but it was a little bit like, oh, my God, I have a different grandfather.
Wow.
Yeah.
But it is cool. I actually want to do this. There's a lot about family on my mother's side that I'm not aware of. And you know, there's missed opportunities. I'd like to find out some stuff, you know.
Aaron, where does this go from here now? You guys made the initial connection. Everybody met. And maybe, you know, like holiday get-togethers, or what do you think?
Well, I know that Kathy, your mom, just messaged us, and I think we're going to try to get together in a month or so. So I think we're just going to keep the family, you know, mini reunions keep going.
She'd go to the races at the Poconos.
Stop it.
Oh, my God, that'd be great.
No, but it was so nice. Like, it was when they were leaving, we're like, okay, this is going to be lasting. Like, we want to hang out again. And
how cool is that?
Yeah. We could easily arrange a big party at Pocono Raceway.
Yeah.
You know we can
And every attendee is related to Kathy.
Yeah. I mean, there's 100,000 100,000
100,000 people, yeah.
Wow. Well, that's cool, Aaron. Well, I'm happy for you guys. I think that's that's neat.
Maybe we'll meet you sometime.
Yeah.
Hey, maybe we can.
Yes,
maybe
awesome.
All right, thank you, Aaron. Take care.
All right.
Hey, Kathy. Bye, cuz.
I'm sorry if somebody already asked this question. What's the how far are they separated in age?
So my dad is 75. His brothers that are in Florida, the one that flew up here was 65. And then Brian, who was Aaron's dad, he's 60.
Okay.
So this was the youngest, newfound brother was the youngest.
Any tears shed?
No, I don't think so.
He stood on his foot.
Yeah.
He has a corn on his foot.
That's how I tell the weather.
Yeah.
75 years is a long time to wait to meet your brother.
Yeah, so. You know, and I think too, like it's my dad, you know, he didn't grow up with this man. There he's had a lot of I think feelings in his lifetime over this and why he left. You know, what you would normally go through if you were in a situation like this. So, but he's, you know, he is 75 years old. So I think it was for him, it was also kind of cool. Like,
yeah.
Okay, wait, yeah. There's another guy here.
Yeah. I always think of this scene in The Dead Zone where Herbert Lom, who's the doctor looking over Christopher Walken, who was in a coma for a long time, he comes out, he's got this ability to divine, you know, things, this sort of extra sense. And he's Herbert Lom's mother was lost from him. They were separated during World War II. And she's over in Europe. He doesn't even know if she's alive. He figures out with his abilities, he's able to call the mother, and the mother is on the phone, and he like is handing it to Herbert Lom, and he won't take it. And he's
right.
Why? And he says, because it wasn't meant to be.
Yeah.
You know, and some people look at these in that way as well, you know, and it's a question you ask yourself.
Yeah.
Preston, you did ask Erin, though, if she was familiar with the show, and she wasn't, and then she started listening. But when I did meet her dad, he was not familiar either, but he said he told people at work, and they were like, wait, what's her name? And so the people at work were like, wait, you're
Marissa
related?
Magnata.
You're related to Kathy?
I'm going to go to Jason. Hi. Jason, good morning.
Hey, how are you doing?
Good. So you guys had something at your house similar to this?
So, yeah, my sister-in-law doing a genealogy, you know, one of the, like, we've got to figure out our family history, did the DNA test, discovered that her dad wasn't her dad, and through, keeping a long story short, discovered that the doctor who did the artificial insemination for her mother used his own...
Yeah, his own semen. Yeah,
And she found out that she has. They don't know for sure, but they're guessing 60 to 70 siblings.
Oh my God,
it's crazy. So Jason, was there like a class action lawsuit? Was this one of the lawsuits that made national press?
So no, that's the crazy thing. This isn't one of them. But she had a family reunion last year because they live in L.A. and we are here in Philly, obviously. And
right.
She came for the family reunion, and like 32 or 33 of them met up in New York.
Wow.
That's crazy.
They're all siblings, and she's like, oh, my brothers and my sisters. Like, she just accepted it, and she's like,
wow.
So-and-so, and my sister so-and-so, and like, that is so weird.
Yeah. So the real biological Thanks. Father, or hang on, is a doctor? Seems like he's got some smarts. Is she smart and successful, and do you know about the other siblings?
So, well, I mean, she's a very smart woman. She's a special ed teacher in L.A., and she's in her 50s, I guess, late 40s, and most of the people are in that age group. The doctor is no longer alive, so there's no, like, there's nothing you can really do to go after him or anything
right.
like that.
But, right.
Yeah, they have gone after some guys. There is Thanks, a new service like this, Preston, called Kathy and Me. Which
uncles.
You know, for some reason, those stories don't resonate nearly as much because there's been a handful of things that have happened that way. Handful,
literally.
Of
meet
where,
your family.
Where a doctor, instead of taking donors' essence and using those specifically, has used their own and just not told anybody about it. Does not the same thing.
No.
Not the same thing at all to me.
Well, I know what you're saying. There is more of for lack of a better term, familial aspect to this than there is to just someone randomly going,
Yeah, there you go. I mean,
here's a cup of me.
Two people, even if it was for a night, had some kind of a connection.
Yeah.
And they got together and they made this thing happen. You know, it seems different to me.
Kathy, how do you pronounce your grandfather's last name, Ralph's last name?
Ligori.
All right, so there's a Joe Ligori who's...
Yeah, that's his grandson.
Yeah, and he's based out of Florida, but he's got his own racing team now. Yeah, and so somebody was texting in, and I think he's the third generation in the family to get into
that's
racing.
That's your cousin.
Yeah,
and sprint racer.
You know what's pretty odd too is my dad from a very young age loved racing, and you know I don't know if it's because he knew that his biological father was a race car driver, but
he looks like a race car. Remember,
he does
with the helmet on.
Absolutely,
he looked like a driver.
I said he looked like one of the guys in the AHA video.
Yeah,
he does look like that.
Yeah, he likes to ski. Does he like to live fast and all that?
Oh my young God!
And,
yeah,
in the fast lane.
Wow. What if you were to find out that one of your relatives was a higher up in the Target company?
Oh my God. I'd immediately ask them for something. Can I get
them? Oh my God. But race car driver's a slick thing, man.
Yeah.
Let me see. We have a number of calls. We're not going to be able to get to all of them. Let me go to Nicole. Hi, Nicole. You're on the air. Good morning.
Hi. You guys are awesome. Thanks for all you do.
Thank you, Nicole. What's up?
Hey, I'm actually adopted, and I have been searching for quite some time for my biological family, and over the years, over the last 10 years, I have found them all.
Okay.
Well, I think it's all of them. I'm actually currently one of 12. I found, through real, true investigative digging, I found my maternal side, and then, of which there are five siblings there, half-siblings. And then using 23andMe and Ancestry, I found the other half, my paternal side of the family, where there are five more. And then just this year, I had another guy reach out to us and say he's related to us, too. So now I'm one of 12 half-siblings.
Wow.
It's just crazy.
That is crazy. And so as you're going through this and finding these new relatives, what is your general feeling? Are you glad you did it? Is it overwhelming?
Yeah, it's definitely overwhelming and probably overwhelming for my family, my current family as well. It's like, really, there's more of you?
Yeah, yeah.
I've been really blessed because both sides of the family, like, welcomed me in with open arms, and now we just have a really great family. It's wonderful.
That is cool. That's an awesome thing. Wow.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Thank you for your call. We appreciate
it,
Nicole.
Take care.
You too.
Would you ever do it, Preston?
My uncle had done a very meticulous and detailed family tree thing for ages. So it's all well documented. And
are you related to Kathy?
I am indeed a distant cousin of Kathy Romano. You guys are going to think I'm selfish or something along those lines, but it really doesn't hold a lot of interest to me.
Yeah.
I've met, some of my family members, in Western Kentucky.
I don't think it's selfish.
Sorry, Eastern Kentucky.
I think it's candid.
It's scary.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Listen, I'm sure they're wonderful people and everything.
Absolutely. You just don't like raccoon that much.
Woof.
More of a squirrel man.
I don't know. It's weird, man. It's never really held much of a fascination to me. But I have been sat down and told of the family members and who came to the U.S. first and who they were and their relatives and their names and so on. And I've been shown the family tree and I've been like, okay, thank you. Thanks for sharing.
Didn't your dad say he made love to a race car driver who was passing his hand?
He was very tender. Firm but tender.
One experience.
I don't know.
I know. So there. My aunts, you know, and one just passed away. My Aunt Mary, who I loved very much, but because of the geography of how the family spread out, we never kept in touch. And I'm going to try to get back in touch with these relatives that I have that I really don't really know. You know, but my older brother did it, and it's. It's there, and I have a feeling I would be the better for it, so I'm going
to
try it.
I do have to admit, though, that even though, you know, I do have some cousins, and I mainly see them once every several years, and that's it, that I do feel that connection.
Yeah.
And that I will do for you whatever you need me to do. If you need some help, I'll help you. We do have a connection that's there, even though I may only talk to you once every 5 years or something ridiculous like that.
Do you know what's wild is, like, with my wife's family is a big, super big family, and I feel part of that as well. It's an extended family, so I get that family Rush, you know? And I actually, and they're all members of Rush. So
nice.
Yeah.
Let me go to, do I have time for another call or we got a break?
One quick one.
All right. This is Brielle. Brielle has been on hold for like 25 minutes. Hi, Brielle. Good morning.
Hey, bitches.
Hey, what? All right, Brielle, so you had this sperm donor thing happen, right?
Yeah, so my twin sister did Ancestry.com just for fun, and it turned out that my parents, my dad's sterile, so they used the sperm donor and didn't tell anyone. So we found out that I am one of 21 siblings, and a lot of them live in the area.
A lot of them live in the area. How many of you connected with in the area?
Six.
Six?
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm actually meeting another one. She's coming up to Philly from Georgia like next week.
Do you find, are you all, I mean, so far so good?
Yeah, everyone seems really nice. It's weird because we all kind of look alike.
That is wild.
Yeah, it's strange because there's things that, like, I see in myself that I couldn't see in my father because obviously he's not my biological dad.
Right.
But now that I'm meeting all these siblings, like, I see certain things that, like, I couldn't pinpoint before.
Huh.
So, like, me and a couple brothers and sisters have, like, face similarities that, like, I couldn't find that now makes so much sense.
Okay. So that would be encouraging to someone thinking about doing this, you know?
Do you think you want to meet all of them?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
I mean, I wasn't looking for anything. My sister was the one who was all of a sudden taking up secrets.
Do yourself a favor. Save Kathy for last. Because
there might be a whole other world open.
Yeah. Because you just might.
I'm from Neshaminy High School, so we're rivals.
Oh, boy.
We're probably sisters.
Yeah, probably sisters. Well, here's good news. Your grandmother was Janis Joplin.
Appreciate it. All right, interesting. Kathy's got an uncle she didn't know about.
Yeah.
That's pretty wild.
Yeah, it was cool.
Maybe there'll be some more. You never know.
Get the whole Preston and Steve Show or the Bizarre Files podcast at PrestonandSteve.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.